Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle of the Murray Grapevine, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It's a one-hour program, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And you can have your say, call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Listen, open up the program with King Stingray, Looking Out. Yeah, looking at King Stingray here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, yarning with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, Janine Leanne is a poet and an academic from southwest New South Wales. Her first volume of poetry, Dark Secrets, After Dreaming, AD 1887, 1961, won the Scanlon Prize for Indigenous Poetry, and her first novel, Purple Threads, won the David Unapon Award. Janine has published widely in the area of Aboriginal literature, writing otherness and creative non-fiction. Janine was the recipient of the University of Canberra Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Poetry Prize, and she has won the Unjuru Nunukakul Prize for Poetry twice. We've got her on the line. Have a yarn with her. Janine, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I'd like to say I'm speaking today from Wurundjeri, from the land of the Wurundjeri peoples, on the East Kulin Nations of Naam, Melbourne. My mob are the Wurundjeri mob from southwestern New South Wales along the Murrumbidgee River near Gundagai. And I'd also like to acknowledge ancestors past, present and in the future.
Thanks. That's beautiful. Thank you very much, my sister. Look, how deadly are you? Congratulations.
Thank you.
A poet, And your poetry is kicking goals in more way than one, picking up awards and prizes left, right, and centre. So give us a bit of background regarding this journey. There's not a lot of First Nation poetry people out there, poets, you know what I mean? So paint the picture, please, sister.
Sure. Yeah, look, the journey. Well, I guess I grew up with a lot of women telling stories, a lot of black women.
Yep.
And I think it was part of that generation from the aunties and my nana, my grandmother, who was encouraged to keep telling those stories and talking about important things in a new form, like they were all storytellers in the old way of speaking, you know, orally. And a couple of my aunties from the older generation did learn a bit of writing and reading, but, you know, our generation, my generation from the 60s onwards, did, and I was encouraged to kind of learn different ways to talk about our stories, our people,
yes,
our history. And I just want to also pick up the point that you also said about there's not a lot of black poets out there. Look, it's really changing. Good. I think that wasn't always the case, and you know, we had our first published black poet was the late great Ijuru Nunuku, or Path Walker, in 1964. And I think it took a while, but I think in the last 20 years, you know, really there's been a big explosion of black poetry. There's people like Alan Van Meeven, there's Ali Cobby Eckerman, Samuel Wagon Watson, Evelyn Araluen, Natalie Harkin, Curly Saunders, you know, Dakota Ferrier, Bebe Backhouse, you know, there's many.
A lot of names, male and females, fantastic.
That's right, male, female, non-binary, all sorts of, you know, across the diversity of our communities, we are writing a lot more poetry. But you did touch on an important issue, because we would really like to see a lot more of our poetry getting out there in schools.
Good. And, yes.
You know, being more visible in those educational spaces. We are grateful that we find a reading audience among our mobs, and also among, you know, a settler audience who wants to engage with us. But, yeah, I do more and more, a few of us actually find us who are writers and educators, that people say, oh, I didn't know there were so many black poets, or that they love black poetry, and that's great, but we need to get it into schools.
Yes, a great platform, a great platform.
Need to take up that responsibility of putting that our poetry there as well, because it's part of Australian literature now.
Well, Janine, we are storytellers, and look, why not use the platform, poems, poetry, you know what I mean? So it's powerful. Can you hear me there, Janine? No, I lost Janine. Janine, you there? Lost Janine. We'll try and get Janine back. Janine Leanne, her name is, a poet and author. And look, just talking about the work that she's doing, but she did correct me. Yes, there's a whole heap of First Nation poets out there, so which is fantastic. The numbers are growing, as she said. And her first volume of poetry, Dark Secrets After Dreaming, AD 1887 to 1961, and won the Scanlon Prize for Indigenous Poetry. And her first novel, Purple Threads, won the David Unapon Award. So, look, kicking goals in more ways than one. She, as a poet, would love to see poets come out through schools as well, education. As I said, we are storytellers, and we use it, whether it be art, dance, song, you know, poetry as well. So, look, fantastic. We'll try and get her back online and continue that yarn. But, look, it's great to see. And to anybody out there who is a poet, then, yeah, please educate me. We need to shine a light on that space, and educate people of the world about our deadly poets. But look, stay tuned. I'm just going to try and see if I got her on the line there. Hello, you there, Leanne? Janine? No, Janine? No, we've still got dramas. Got cut off there with the phone. But I must admit, we've had phone problems. We've been using the mobile phone for people to call in because of the all the cycling, the wet season we've had up here and outages regarding the telephone lines. So bear with us, you mob. We are a professional organisation. I want you to know that. Yeah, you know it. Too deadly. All right, but stay tuned. We'll try and get it back online here with your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah, Sister Christine Anu, sunshine on a rainy day. And look, we're going to try again with Janine, our poet. Janine, you there?
Yeah, hi.
I got you. Got cut off there. So sorry. We've had phone problems since cyclones, but all good. Thank you very much for sharing with us and also shining a light on poets, our First Nation poets out there. And you listed quite a few poems that we do have front and centre. Tell us about this place. Is there a network as such, I mean, for you guys as poets? And how do we promote you guys? And what space do you guys work in regard to poetry?
That's a really good question. There is a First Nations Aboriginal Writers Network.
Okay.
Which uses the acronym for NORN. Currently is the chairperson is this deadly Murray woman called Yvette Holt.
Okay.
But for NORN is a really quite a large...
How do you spell NORN?
No, F, First Nations Aboriginal Writers Network, FNAWN.
FNAWN. Okay, fantastic. FNAWN. So that's an organisation that looks has a space for
it's
poets.
It's a group. We're writers. Go in this group. We have symposiums. There's networking around various writing opportunities and competitions that people might like to enter. Some of the more experienced writers among us run workshops for the emerging writers.
Yes.
It is just a good place to talk about the craft of writing, but also to talk about the greater context of political context, socio-political context of Aboriginal writing, the nation, and what is going on in the nation is always reflected in our writing.
Yes. So it's a tool, it's a vehicle, isn't it, regarding, educating people, but also telling our stories.
Telling our stories and telling our history because, as a teacher and as a person I know and, some of the older people used to know that, all of them, colonial history doesn't do us justice. We've got to get our own history out there and... this is a really important avenue that a lot of us use. Poetry, I'd also like to mention fiction, non-fiction, essay. There's a lot of black writers, First Nations writers out there working really hard and using writing as a tool of activism.
Yes. How do we see your work? Have you got a web page or talk to us there?
I'm in the process of actually setting one up. But
Facebook
page? A Google search under my name will return a lot because, you know, I sort of tend to keep that up to date. And I'm in the process of setting up a website and really, you know, transitioning from being a full-time teacher and university academic in like black and creative space into sort of moving into more of my own writing and more broadly community work. So I also do a lot of work with, you know, writers groups, writers, a lot of collaboration work with some of our First Nations artists.
Thank you very much for sharing and congratulations once again. Please do keep in touch. Got to go to my next speaker, but thank you for your yarn and keep doing what you're doing, Janine. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time and lovely to speak to you. And yeah, I'd like to see everyone engaging with black poetry.
Yes.
And thank you very much.
Thanks. You take care, sis. Bye bye.
Bye.
Diddly yarn there. Her name is Janine Leanne, and a poet and author. And look, a superb collection moves from deeply tender mediations. On country, culture, and kinship, and experimental archive poems, and accepting the violence and destruction of the settler colony. So, look, very powerful. Poets are a very powerful vehicle. So, she's using that, and plenty of mob out there. So, congratulations. Have you saying Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here at National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM.
Papa, why? Papa, no good.
Jenda Banapi Bamanda, Jenda Bakatjana Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Here beans, Fred and Richard Cuellar. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Now, Centrecare FNQ's disaster recovery response ramps up a notch with the opening happened on Wednesday, 31st January, of an inner city hub where individuals and families impacted by recent weather events can seek help. Look, fantastic. Great to have organisations like this. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Anita Beavers, Executive Director for Centrecare FNQ. And on the line we do have Anita. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for coming to the program. So you're based here in Cairns?
Yes, that's right. Yep, right. We're in the city in Appin Street.
Okay, lovely. So tell us about this this hub, fantastic Centrecare FNQ disaster recovery response.
Yes, sure. Look, so a lot of people would know that after the recent floods following Tropical Cyclone Jasper, people have been able to go originally to Trinity Bay High School, and then they were able to go out to Jabakai and see somebody to talk about any help they might need, working through any of the paperwork or dealing with some of the mental health concerns they might have following the event, all of those kinds of things. So as time goes on, that hub will eventually close. And so we've picked up that sort of project here, and we're supporting local community being able to work through any of the things that they need following the floods and any impact they might have had.
All right, fantastic. So that's open now, and it's not too late for a response or support, help and need?
No. So, yeah, we're here. We're able to help people. We're working at a local level with Anglicare and with Salvation Army as well. And we've been partnering with Technical Partnerships, Puna Pima and Wuchopra and Two. So just making sure that people can get access to what they need and people aren't missing out.
All right, thank you. So what sort of support, help can they get? Are we talking insurance? Are we talking housing? Are we talking wages lost? Paint the picture there, please.
Yeah, so really sort of any of those kind of things. If people are, you know, struggling with something to do with the floods, they can come and talk to us. We can try and help them work through what the problem is and then work out where the best place to get that support is from. Or if people are having problems with their insurance, then we can help support them to work through that.
Yes.
A lot of people maybe have trouble accessing things online, so we can help them do that if they're stuck as well.
So team effort, and what are your hours there?
Yeah, we're open from 9 till 4 here at 22 to 34 Applin Street. And it's really around just any of the impacts of Tropical Cyclone Jasper or the floods.
All right, and that's for the Cairns area?
Yes, it is, yeah.
So people like Woodjawoodjaw, that's a different area, a different format?
Yeah, so no, we've had some people that we're supporting from Woodjawoodjaw, and they're also working with some of the other local agencies with Wuchopra and the Puna Pima and Cape Hill Partnerships too.
Lovely. All right.
And I think it's really about us all just trying to work together and work out who's the best person to provide support.
Look, better late than never, Anita, having this fantastic hub as such, but it could have been done earlier, couldn't it?
No, we've been working right the way through. So we've been on the ground delivering services since before Christmas. But the hub is now just an extra place that people can go to. We've had our staff out at Jabakai. We had our staff at Holloway's and at Machin's Beach and at the school at Trinity Bay as well.
I was thinking that there was an opening as such for this
It's just an extra location.
Well, there you go, painted the picture. Anita, thank you so very much. We do appreciate the support for our constituents. And look, it's fantastic that you guys are there to support and help. And thank you for the yarn and all the best to you and your team.
Yep, thanks very much. You have a good day. Thank you.
Take care. Bye, Anita. Anita, a viewer, her name is. She's executive director for Centrecare F&Q, and they just opened another hub. That's what they've done. But they've been working on the ground with Helping Mob. And as I said, the opening, I thought it was the first time they've opened up this fantastic hub. But they've been in operation and working on the ground with people. So I apologise for getting that message wrong. Fantastic, fantastic. Looking after our people on the ground after Mother Nature give us a bit of a slap around, ex-Cyclone Jasper. And also thinking of a new mob down there in Townsville Way as well in regarding Kirrily. And we, I hate to say it, but there's another low forming at on the ocean. So we're watching that very closely. So there it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? Enter the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
You say what I wanna hear, 'cause it's easier than saying it's complicated, and I hear you loud and clear when you say I'm over. Just sick of you asking me over and over. Then tell me it's over when I say it's complicated. Avec tes belles paroles, quand personne n'écoute discrètement, tu m'avoues enfin que tu perds le contrôle. Encore et encore, tout ça pour me dire c'est fini. Ne m'appelle pas en pleurant lorsque je décide de vivre ma vie.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Oh, Well, I'm telling you, yeah, I'm, whoa-oh, yeah, I'm.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here, Baldy One, Trevor Tim, 20, Trev Murray from the Curry, host of your daily program, National Talk Black. I'm going to talk to another daily black man, and we've got Uncle JT from My 105 FM in Mackay on the line. Uncle JT, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you for coming to the program. How are you? Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too, buddy, and everybody up there.
Thank you, my brother. Let the mob know who your mob were you from, Uncle.
Oh, on my father's side, it's Torres Strait, Badu, and on my mother's side, South Sea, yeah.
Beautiful.
Big family.
Big family, brother. And congratulations, you just had a birthday recently. Happy birthday.
Yeah, mate. Six of my friends, we just had a quiet lunch.
Good. Good, fantastic. And how are you travelling, bro? You're back in the swing of things? Your program's up and running again for 2024?
Yes, I think we're all back here, but just a few things of the last week due to both technical and cyclone outages and all that sort of thing with the radio station, Ergon. But other than that, yeah, we're cruising all right, the radio station.
Good, brother, good, good. Paint the picture. How long you been in radio, brother?
Oh, me, well, I had prostate cancer operation about 12 years ago.
Yes.
So 15 years ago, except them 2 years I had off, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been good, but I like to see, you know, the other people come in and do it, especially the younger generation, but we can't keep them here, you know.
Sure, create that platform.
They used to have pathways for all that, but that all when Tiger Bales and all that was down Brisbane.
That's right, exactly, you know. And look, a fantastic training they got down there, AAA, and Uncle Tiger Bales was founder for all that, so it's a team effort. But it's a great career. Young ones can make a beautiful career pathway with...
I still got a photo when I came out from the hospital. I still got a photo of him and Lola Forrester.
Okay, right.
They came up and gave us a plug, like a plug. But yeah, mate, that's all behind us now. We're looking forward to going ahead, eh?
Yeah, no, fantastic. How many on board there at My 105 FM in Mackay?
Oh, we'd have about 10, 12 presenters and volunteers.
Yeah, beautiful. Team effort.
And yeah, we just struggle along, you know.
Mm.
No big deal, and we like to... if it wasn't for Chazza and Daniel and that, you know.
Yes.
When it comes to technical stuff anyway.
Exactly, exactly. Me and you, well and good for make yarn on radio, on the microphone. That's all we're good for.
Yeah, and there's your father, right?
Yeah, Dad's kicking well. He's doing good.
You there, mate?
Yeah, can you hear me? Lost you.
I lost you, right?
Yeah, lost you. That's Uncle JT. From Mackay, First Nation Radio Station, My 105 FM, and he does his country music program on Wednesday nights here with us, you know, so fantastic. And just touching base with him, good to have a yarn with Uncle after coming back from the festive season, and good to be yarning with him. But look, big shout out there. Uncle JT, I lost you there, my brother, but look, love and wishes, prayers going out to all your mob there, Mackay 105 FM. And sister radio station, we do well working together, and we'll keep that up for 2024 as well. I've got about 15 minutes left on the program. Your mob, have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what's good on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Brothers,
RK, RK, brothers.
I'm looking across this land. Reminds me of a place so far away, far from here. I see rivers, I see valleys. Come take me away, far from here. Take me home.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. I call that number, yarn up strong here. About 12 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi Country, BBM Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Looking at the headlines, news, ABC, sky's the limit for Dubbo Indigenous Air Force officer who went from cutting hair to flying Hercules aircraft. Japakai Japchaw is his name, had a standard 9-to-5 job in the Royal Australian Air Force, RAAF, working as Indigenous liaison officer until he was asked to have a shot at the aircraft simulator. Today, the Wurundjeri man, Marawa man, is at the controlled of a very real C-130J Hercules aircraft and wants to inspire other Indigenous people to do the same. Flight Lieutenant Shaw had an unconventional journey to become a pilot after he initially left Dubbo in Western New South Wales to work as a barber in Brisbane. He joined the RAAF in 2018 as part of the inaugural liaison officer course. And one of the highest ranking Indigenous soldiers in the country hopes to inspire not only other First Nation people, but all women to consider a military career as well. Based on the Richmond base in New South Wales, he became one of the first full-time Indigenous liaison officers connecting RAAF members with culture and community. A lot of guys who I work with hadn't had a lot of exposure to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and probably had a little bit of a false idea of what they were and what they were like, Flight Lieutenant Shaw said. So it was amazing to be able to share that experience and have a cultural exchange between the Aboriginal community and Air Force and vice versa and generate a positive impact on both sides of community. Fly home, my brother. Too deadly. Fantastic. Another successful story there of a young people and making a career pathways there. Have you seen Yana Strong at the conversation here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Dinner on your legend, Yeah, the deadly voice there of Mitch Tambo, Jitawan, here on your daily program. And it's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Your mob, thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up very soon with NERS, National Israeli Service. And a big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you for putting us across the airways. This is your daily program, National Talkback. Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, about to sign off. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
My skin shade.